Like, say something rude to me.
You're careful. I don't like you very much.
Okay. That's when I go, okay, that's it. Until the fucking world's over. Okay, motherfuckers, it is January 14th. We have a rest in peace, Mr. Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Derek, tell us more about Mr. Teddy Pendergrass.
He was the lead singer of an R&B group called Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yep.
And it was in the 70s is when he got famous, and he was pretty well known. He's got some smooth shit, so you honky-tonks, download some and listen to it. do you know of any songs that he sang, Luke?
Yeah, there was that one, Rub Oil Between Your Toes All Night.
Yeah.
Was one.
Yeah. And then there was the, Dance Until the Pale Moon Leaves.
Was it till, till it leaves, because they were going to do it until the sun came up, basically, but that's just a way of saying that.
And then, of course, there was the Machine Gun of...
Love?
Destiny.
Oh, it was Destiny.
Yeah.
I think Machine Gun of Love was a part two to that.
Yeah, and Billy Idol was on the track, if I remember correctly.
Oh, man.
I think I need to download some of these songs.
Yeah,
you never heard, buy some of these songs.
You never heard of these songs?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to hear Your Love Is Like a Dagger, except in my ass.
Oh, and yeah, that was a classic. And then there was Leave the Lights On, I Like Seeing Your Panicked Face.
Turn Off the Lights is the one that they're all typing in capital letters. So
Turn Off the Lights.
And Love TKO. My old rap group was TKO, and back in the Napster days, we used to have our shit circulating, so I'd always type in TKO because it'd make me feel good to see, like, it would come up, right? And fucking Love TKO would always come up, and it would be at the top with, like, the most downloads and shit.
Was there also a video of D'Lo Brown powerbombing Draws?
No, but that was TKO, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Broke his damn neck.
Yep.
Poor guy. Yeah.
But on a serious note, Teddy Pendergrass did die, and that sucks. And some other one of Sean Marion's friends died.
Yeah.
And there was some punk.
A wrestler. Who was the wrestler?
No,
that
it was
died?
A punk wrestler.
No, there was the wrestler. Was a wrestler fucking too. What's his name? The Russian guy, Volga Baris Volga.
Nikolai Volkov.
No, it wasn't him. I'm not going to remember it now. Maybe we'll look for it on the break and figure that out. But
yeah, it wasn't Zangief though.
No, it definitely wasn't.
All right. So,
Dev, how are you feeling?
Yeah, so news for me this week. I punctured my lung on Thursday or Friday last week.
He's a very punctual fellow.
What was his name? Tyrone. He got up in those guts.
I didn't get it. I'm like, I don't.
I'm talking about he got fucked by a big dick.
Yeah.
Punctured
his lung. That's what I'm saying. He pulled out and it just looked like a shish kebab of Dev's organs.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
He went to the doctor and on the x-ray. There was a penis hole in his lung. Looks like a penis hole to me.
Were you out?
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. God damn, he fucked you good.
What was his name? I just need to take that down. Yeah. Says the doctor. I'm sorry. We're not trying to make light of your situation. Go on. He did puncture his lung for real.
Yeah. It's funny because I didn't do anything like physical activity or anything to cause it. It's just something to do with I'm a tall, thin guy, and apparently it's somewhat common. So I go to the hospital with my chest all messed up, and they told me I have a punctured lung. Yeah. So
that sucks.
So you just kind of been laying low and not feeling all that well?
Yeah, so they said it's going to take like 10 to 15 days to heal. So until then, I can't laugh that much.
Yeah.
You're about halfway there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about halfway there now.
Well,
how do you feel now?
Pretty good. Yeah, a lot better than Saturday, that's for sure.
The best thing about that is the fact that it just heals itself. You know, you're not like, you know, having to go in for surgery or anything like that. Like, I don't know, that would kind of suck.
Yeah.
I don't like being cut open.
And,
I don't know.
And it's not like I'm doing anything that makes me laugh all the time either. So I think.
Shit.
Challenge accepted.
Devin with a little diss. So if you hear Devin gasp for air and then you hear the sound of a chair falling over. We told a really good
joke.
It's
either us making him laugh or Luke kicking him in the chest.
Yeah,
yeah. If everyone just takes off one time, that's because I laugh too hard and they have to take me to the hospital. So
yeah.
Which lung is it?
My left.
Oh, that's the best one.
Yeah.
Well, at least you have one left. If something were to happen to that. At least they didn't hit the right one. it's a joke.
Both of them are the wrong one when it comes to being punctured by a dick.
Because they're neither left or right.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks. Has anyone else ever had any like major injuries?
I really haven't.
Major
I'm pretty good.
Failure?
Yeah. No.
I cut myself between my fingers right where the webbing is before, and I have stitches marks still.
Yeah.
I did it at work. I remember I was lifting something, and I hit like a metal edge on a table, and it just went zoom, and it fucking cut right clean down. I could look, and I could see my bone, and I just... The color drained all the way out of my face. I look like one of you motherfuckers walking around here. And I walked over to the guy working with me, and I was feeling woozy. I was like, man, I think I need a Band-Aid. And he looked. All the color drained from his face. He's like, holy fuck, man, you got to go to the hospital. You're split open.
Yeah.
So you can actually see that there. See that? I'll just show John so he's right beside me. See that?
He sticks his finger in his eye. Look.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Right on the webbing. So imagine what that feels like.
Yeah.
And then you look in.
Probably
and you
feels
see
gross when you move your fingers.
Oh, well,
what's
fuck.
What's Tim talking about, you burning up your leg?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. We used to light fires all the time when I was younger, because that's what you do when you're young and stupid and you live in the country. And we had a big bag of leaves, and we dumped gas on it. Okay. And we lit it on fire, and it started getting out of control. I was like, fuck, someone got to do something about this. So I started stomping on it.
Oh.
My leg went up. I stopped, dropped, and I didn't shut him down and open up shop like DMX. I stopped, dropped, and fucking rolled. My buddy started whipping me with his jacket, trying to put the fire out because my leg was just lit all the way up to my knee. He was whipping me like a fucking ghetto mother whipping a child with a strap, just whoosh, whoosh, not helping because his jacket is
just additional pain.
Yeah, I felt like a fucking slave rolling around in the dirt getting whipped. But anyway, eventually it went out, and my leg was like,
it's too bad that
the fuck up, man. My
it's too
leg
bad
was
that
even
we didn't get that on videotape somehow. I'd love to see that.
We can recreate it.
Yeah.
Well, the idea of stomping out a fire that's got gas all over it, that's
not a good idea.
I wasn't going to use my jacket to put it out. I'd rather burn up my leg than my clothes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's a good excuse to take your pants off.
That's just fucking what you say in any situation. Any little thing goes wrong, John's like, maybe you should take your pants off.
I think that would probably
John, I just spilled milk on the table. What the fuck are you talking about?
He wants to get a hold of that. What?
What?
So I got a hernia when I was working at the Tim Hortons warehouse, and I had to get surgically repaired, and it kind of sucked. I couldn't walk for like the first 2 weeks or so, but you know, it healed. And
what was it like?
I don't know what to say. Like, it was just like a hernia. It fucking part of my stomach kind of like just ripped through where it shouldn't be, and they had to cut me open and then like stuff it back in and then like staple it or some shit. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it wasn't very cool.
How did you do that? Were you doing moonsaults or something?
It was either doing something stupid, or I was working at the Tim Hortons warehouse, so I was lifting a lot at the time. So
okay.
Probably that. Shit. And I had to quit working there because of it. But, you know, shit happens. You move on.
You do.
He's more machine than man now.
Yeah. I've got two staples in my fucking bladder.
You're like the Lex Luger of our podcast. Except he had the fucking bionic elbow. The steel plate elbow.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they were cool with that. Him smashing people in the face with it.
A chair is unacceptable, but Lex Luger's fucking forearm was magic.
His forearm is essentially a fucking chair.
Yep.
It's crazy, man.
So, before Avatar gets so fucking boring and shitty that we stop talking about it, we have another little story to bring up about it.
People are depressed and sad, I hear.
They are depressed and sad. Here. Aww. James Cameron's completely immersive spectacle Avatar may have been a little too real for some fans who say they've experienced depression and suicidal thoughts after seeing the film because they no longer enjoy the beauty of the alien world Pandora.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up.
I don't know. I can see it happening, though.
I can, too. I mean, people lose themselves in fantasy situations a lot, and it... In a world like that that's so colorful and just crazy
especially
stuff happening all the time.
You walk out of the theater and there's like fucking muddy snow and there's like a bum and people getting raped and the devil's fucking doing
playground.
Something.
The mean. World is just the devil's playground.
So.
Yeah, people, you went to a different theater than I did.
Yeah.
They have a, there's a forum, I guess, where people are talking with each other and trying to help each other through the trauma of not living in the Avatar
post-traumatic
world.
Stress disorder.
That's fucking
from
crazy. From a movie.
Yeah, one of the quotes is, I wasn't depressed myself. In fact, the movie made me happy, but I can understand why it made people depressed. The movie was so beautiful and it showed something we don't have here on Earth. I think people saw we could be living in a completely different world and that caused them to be depressed.
Makes sense. I mean,
I know
it
but
makes
like,
sense, but come on, people, it's fucking movie.
You want to flip buses after you watch action movies too, and you don't do it.
I think most people are only like an inch or two away from going crazy anyway.
Yeah.
So it only takes a little bit of a nudge.
That's true.
Yep.
Just a little finger prod. That was Avatar.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's like, hey, look how beautiful this made-up world is. People are just like, boom!
And it's funny you actually do the boom, and he holds a gun up to his head, because I have a quote of myself. One of the users on this forum, Mike, posted, "I even contemplate suicide, thinking that if I do it, I will be rebirthed in a world similar to Pandora, and everything is the same in Avatar. Ever since I went to see Avatar, I've been depressed. Watching the wonderful world of Pandora and all the Na'vi made me want to be one of them. I can't stop thinking about all the things that happened in the film and all of the tears and absolute shivers I got from it. I even contemplate suicide, thinking that if I do it, I will be rebirthed."
Before you do that, you should just fucking put the movie on repeat.
Thanks. That's some acting right there. Yeah. That was me playing a bitch made lame.
Yeah.
This is going to make like a new religion. People are going to believe that if they die, they just go to Avatar.
They go to Avatar.
Heaven. Oh, yeah. It's fucking crazy. It will be.
Yeah. But actually pretty awful, because that place is really violent.
Yeah.
Yep.
If there's like a person walking around, you're getting murdered fast.
You would.
Like those little like blue dog things.
That were little to the avatars, but not little to humans.
No, they were.
I don't know. You guys didn't see the movie, so you don't know. But the avatars and like the indigenous people of the world are actually pretty big.
Yeah,
they're like large, 10 feet tall, or something like that.
Yeah, because I saw one laying on like a hospital bed in one of their things, and it was a fucking big, big blue man.
Yeah.
It's Pocahontas in space.
Yep.
So if you're just like a normal human dude walking around, you'd get eaten by like mice and stuff.
Yep.
Really?
Well, we're on this.
So why do people want to live there? I like living in a world where I can stomp mice and fucking choke them if I want to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that it's just really nice, like, the nature. Apparently, like, he made the atmosphere, the movie, really nice, and that's what people really like about it. I got to say, while we're on the subject, though, since I've been back from Costa Rica, I went to Costa Rica for a month, I have not been as happy as I was there, and that's definitely contributed to depression for me.
When that happened? Yeah.
Like four years ago. Okay. Like a long time ago. But still, like, since then, I've just been like, all right, now I know that life is twice as busy here, far more advanced here, and a lot more miserable here. Mm-hmm. Which is, I don't know, that's, I guess, my version of Avatar.
But at least we don't have a lot of, like, poisonous shit that just kills you. I remember reading an article in the paper about someone from Nova Scotia who, I think it was Costa Rica they went to, and they stepped on a caterpillar.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking died, because it was just poisonous.
Yeah, but I mean, you just got to keep your eye on where you're walking and put some fucking shoes on,
no,
you barefoot tribesman.
Oh, shit. Here we go with the racist shit already.
Oh, man.
Already. Make me a fucking beef stew. Irish mick or whatever the fuck you are. I don't even know. Where are you from?
I'm from Scotland.
Scotland?
And Dutch, yeah. So Irish mick will do the trick.
All right, fair enough. I like your rhyme.
Thank you.
It's gangster. So who's cried at a movie?
I've never cried in my life.
Or been upset by a movie?
I know I have. I don't remember what movies it is.
Oh, shit. Come on.
But I know that I have.
You don't remember what one?
No, I don't really remember much of anything from years past. But I know I did, but I don't remember which movies it was.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Of Mice to Men? Or From Mice to Men or something like that?
No.
Nope.
That's fucking sad.
Did you cry?
I cried like a baby.
Oh.
I was like, oh, it's so sad.
When was that?
I must have been like 17.
DC Sim 7. Sixth Man with the Wayans brothers. I almost shed one.
Dude, pay attention. I'm actually going to bring that movie up again later in the podcast. I guarantee
Sixth
it.
Man?
Yeah, because of the basketball and ghost story we have coming up. It's funny because I just watched that movie recently.
When I was younger,
I was probably
about 8, something like that. I can't really remember. I cried at Homeward Bound. There's a scene where, remember how there's the two dogs and the cat? Mm-hmm. There's like the old golden retriever who's like the big protector and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He falls in a hole and the other two animals escape. They're like, come on, you can make it. He just lays down like a sad dog. He goes, no, you go on without me. I'm too old to make it. And I fucking started bawling like a fucking bitch. And then like at the end, the dog and the cat come over the hill and they're like, oh, but where's Goldie or whatever the fucking golden retriever's name was. And then he like limps over the hill and then I bawled again. Like, oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, indomitable spirit.
Christ. Wow.
Holy fuck.
That's what I find with movies for myself is that sad movies don't get to me that much. But happy movies, I'll like tear up because of just how like happy it is.
Like, I got which one?
Like would, when well, you I don't over know, the but, horizon.
Yeah, like in that situation, like that kind of a situation in a movie, it that would be beautiful. More emotionally. That would affect me more emotionally than a sad movie would.
So more than being upset.
I have a couple that made me tear up major. And one I fucking hate admitting, because I fucking hate Sean Penn, and I hate when he's a retard. But the movie I Am Sam, where he plays a retard, that one made me tear up. And
What part in that? What happened?
Oh, I don't remember the movie that much. I just know...
he was retarded.
He was retarded, and he built a house. Yeah, people were mean to the retard. And it's funny, because like, that made me sad, and I'm fucking one of the most vile humans on Earth.
You are terrible.
And the other one was Rain Over Me, the Adam Sandler one. Where he played the guy that was affected by the 9/11, and he didn't want to admit it, and Don Cheadle kind of coaxed him into talking about it. It was fucking really, really sad.
I've never seen that, but I heard
you guys should
really,
really see this movie. Like, no one makes me as sad as watching a comedian in like a really shitty situation, because like you're so used to them making you laugh, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, they're human.
Oh.
If you'll excuse me for a second, guys.
We should rent that movie, and we'll do a video stream of us watching it and just bawling.
Right. Close up of our faces, just tears streaming down.
I finally understand what it means to love your friends.
And we all start fucking.
Wait, what?
No, nothing.
We're to immortalize our love.
No, it's definitely a cool movie, though. It's definitely worth seeing.
I remember I used to cry at My Girl. Did you ever see that movie?
With Home Alone Kid? Yeah.
I don't remember it. I just remember crying at it.
He gets stung by the bee. Someone dies. He gets all swolled up, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he dies, and the girl's like all sad and like because she was somehow involved.
Because they were in love, wasn't it?
Something like that. But anyway, I was only a little kid, and it made me cry like every time. Like, why do I keep watching this movie?
You needed an emotional release, and that just did it.
That's where it all started. That's why now he likes to be fucking chained up and beaten with paddles that have sharp nails on them.
It's quite the
stuff like that.
I mean, that's all true, but I don't see how you got to that from.
No, you know, over time it just kind of snowballs, and then fucking guys snowball with John's mouth.
That's where I was going too. Super.
I think when it comes to movies, though. Horror movies, they don't make me cry, but I find some of them are so gory and intense and fucked up that when it's done, I actually go through this thought process of like, man, I'm fucking lucky to be alive. Like, I would, like, going through shit like that would be crazy, having your fucking Achilles tendon, like, slashed. And I know it sounds silly, but that's just why I like horror movies so much. They kind of have that effect on me.
Mm-hmm. They don't have that effect on me. No. But you like them a lot more than I do, so, I mean, you were into them more than I am.
Yeah, I watch a lot of horror movies.
For me, horror movies kind of leave me like desensitized to the point that I'm like, maybe I should just go kill people. And then I'm like, oh, wait, Tarek, you can't do that.
Devin's eyes just shifted really quickly when you said that. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yep.
I guess that's how movies affect us.
Yep.
A good director knows how to direct your emotions. I like to think of the reels of the film as the reels that are inside of us, you know? They're controlling us. They're spinning. Our lives and emotions are spinning, people. Our lives are a movie reel. Okay?
I will spin you right now out the window.
But we're spinning and we're putting it forward on. We're projecting onto
a screen.
Speaking
of going forward,
for people to see.
You know
Thank
what?
God.
Speaking of fantasy worlds and mythical beasts, Mark McGuire is a liar and a stupid ass. I don't know if you guys knew that, but Mark McGuire has admitted to taking steroids in 1998 when he broke Roger Maris's home run record.
He was on... wait.
Yeah, shocking.
Mark McGuire was on steroids?
It amazed me, too. Whenever I first read that, I was like, no way. There's no way possible he was on steroids.
That guy that got big really all of a sudden and hit lots of balls really far.
I was watching this story. I was on Google Image, and I looked up pictures of him like when he first started, and he was a fucking waif. He looked like a twink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looked like a gay twink. Yeah. And then you look at his new pictures, and he's fucking rippling.
Yeah, he's a beefcake. He looks like a gay porn star.
I wouldn't really know. I don't watch a lot of gay porn. Why don't you tell us what gay porn stars look like?
Well, Google Derek and you'll find some. I'm not
going to do that.
But here's a little quote from him. I used steroids during my playing career and I apologize. I remember trying steroids very briefly in the 89-90 offseason and then after I was injured in 1993. I used steroids again. I used them on occasion throughout the 90s, including during the 98 season. I wish I had never touched steroids. It was foolish, and it was a mistake. I truly apologize. Looking back, I wish I had never played during the steroid era. Thoughts?
I just want to point out, Cameo Rock P in the chat says that the guy with the punctured lung is a gay porn star. They're quick in this chat. You got to be careful.
They fucking get you.
Internet
detectives. Do we feel sorry for Mark McGwire?
No, he bawled in his interview too.
Exactly.
Fucking asshole.
He's a grown man that decided to cheat at baseball by taking fucking steroids. So I like when he was crying, I was like, I hope you cry and are embarrassed and you feel like shit.
Yep. Like, and I mean, really, the only reason he's doing this is because he's got another job now, and I'm sure it's because he doesn't want the scandal to follow him there. So he might as well just get it off his chest.
Well, he's the hitting coach.
Yeah.
Now for St. Louis, which kind of made me laugh because it's like he probably just fucking gives him steroids.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Try some of these, man.
Yeah.
What are they? I don't know if I should. Just take them and find out, and their balls start shriveling up.
That year, he was in a home run off with Sammy Sosa, wasn't he? Was it that year? I think so. It was two white guys.
It was one of those.
It was two white guys going for home runs. I know that. Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. That year it wasn't two white guys, but now it is.
Yeah. He was some black then.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't think he deserves anything. I think it's kind of disappointing that he has a job.
Yeah.
In baseball.
Someone says Sammy Sosa ain't white. We know he's not white, dummy, but have you seen his pictures lately? Google image Sammy Sosa, and you'll see the skin rejuvenation process he went through where that motherfucker is white.
Yeah, that was a little joke.
Everyone knows rejuvenated skin.
See, we teach people white. On this show, man.
Yeah. We do.
People don't know. You're some ignorant niggas out there. I'm going to teach you all kinds of shit.
We should be on PBS.
We probably should be on PBS. I agree. Or C-SPAN.
No, PBS is definitely a better choice.
Right after, like, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
Before Arthur.
I've been thinking, though, it would be kind of cool if they had a league where steroid use was okay.
Yeah.
They should. They really should.
And just have these fucking monsters. Like, a basketball league that is like NBA Jam. When they dunk, they jump from half court, and they do fucking somersaults.
They'd be promoting, like, death, though.
Here's the problem with that. Would you rather watch a league that had people just doing insane shit all the time, or the league that everyone was legit?
There's a place for both. I'd watch the legit one for real, but then if I'm just, like, sitting around Saturday, I'd watch, you know, it's like slam ball.
The problem is, the more steroids you take, the better chance you have of dying
from them. Are probably going to watch both.
That's true.
I find people who are into sports just watch everything they can.
Yeah, that's true.
But just
imagine. Did you guys watch Slam Ball?
Oh, no. Fuck. I remember watching that one night. The night where I went on shrooms and I had a really bad trip. And I remember watching Slam Ball. It was me and Brett and we were sitting on the couch and I was just like,
These guys can joke.
I remember I said, this is too fucking intense. And I had to go to bed because I was tripping on shrooms. I was like, these motherfuckers are jumping 20 feet through the air. They're fucking doing somersaults and shit.
And they'd foul each other too, like in midair, just by clobbering into one another.
I liked that shit though. It was cool.
It was interesting, my God, it was not basketball. It was pathetic.
It got old very fast. I mean, it didn't hold
up. And what else was there? There was that roller jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where those bull dykes would knock out the pretty girls. Yeah. And the pretty girls would, like, team up and fucking take out the bull dykes.
Do clotheslines. They'd be
like,
that
show come back?
It did come back.
And there's an Ellen Page movie coming out where her and Drew Barrymore do it.
Yeah.
I actually heard that was pretty good.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's a girl power. Where do I belong? How about in a fucking roller club? No.
How about in the kitchen, pregnant, with no shoes on?
Or one shoe on.
No.
No, no shoes.
No. No fucking shoes.
Roller skates.
Yeah. You know what? I actually find roller girls really smoking.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this one porn where the girl was like had the high socks and the roller skates on. She came over to bring the meal over, but it wasn't no burger. You know what I'm saying?
What was it?
It was a fur burger, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
That's some pussy, man.
What's that?
Well, pussy is... motherfucker. What's that? A vagina. What's that? That thing between a lady's legs.
Oh. You are educating me. Terrific. What about a cab? Should pregnant women be in cabs with no shoes on?
So we were talking about steroids.
No, that was my segue to the next story. Unless you want to keep talking about steroids.
Well, I kind of want to touch on the steroids thing just a bit more.
Touch on Mark McGwire all you want.
What do you think about as far as like these guys trying to get in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think they should be in there.
No, because the guys before them didn't do steroids and are in the Hall of Fame.
And it's impressive you think of guys like Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth, who were just fucking barrel asses.
Yeah.
And they were smacking home runs. Like, they were fucking men. Like, they were shitty guys back in the day when they used to call girls broads. And they used to drink all the time. And just in the middle, they were just fat fuckers.
And I think the season's longer now, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think they play more games in a season. I could be wrong.
And the pitching is faster. Also, and those, the catchers are taller. Everything has changed.
Yeah.
Those old legends would be, like, pretty bad by comparison these days.
Yeah, well.
Well, if you just plop them in the game, yeah, they'd be like,
not old. Jackie Robinson.
Or Jackie Chan.
Because Jackie Robinson changed the game.
You That's don't true. Change the game.
That was a white guy.
You just said that. Changed the game.
So now you all know. Some people are saying that a lot of these guys on the in the Hall of Fame are all cheaters anyway, which may be a good point because, I mean, there's always going to be some people who get away with shit.
It's actually how a South Park episode about that very concept.
Yep. Oh, yeah, at the end where it's, you're a liar. You're a liar. Just admit it. You're a liar. And it zooms in on Mark McGwire. And then it goes over to, like, OJ. Then it goes over to Barry Bonds.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that episode is pretty funny.
I don't recall it, but I'm sure I've
seen it. Is baseball even a sport?
Shouldn't be.
I'm surprised that it even still is considered, like, America's favorite pastime.
The shortstop should have a flamethrower.
Well, let's face it, guys.
What the fuck?
Baseball's boring, really. I mean, you watch it, you can just sit back and do nothing for a few
hours.
There's
so many innings. There's literally dozens of them.
Yeah, so it's a perfect excuse to go eat a hot dog and have a beer.
Masturbate in the stands. Angels in the Outfield is still one of my favorite movies, though, guys. There were fucking real angels flying around in the outfield. And one of them was Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, I know.
Seem like taking sides.
Build it and they will come. And if you jerk it, anyway, they will come.
Anyway, that's enough about baseball.
Yeah, it's fuck boring baseball. As hell. Yeah. We just had to mention that because that was big news. So whatever. What do you think about Mark McGwire?
That's it.
Yeah, that's about.
You can blow a raspberry.
That's the official background noise fucking sound for what do you think about something we don't care about?
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
It's supposed to sound weak.
Yeah. Okay, a New York City cab driver is being praised for returning more than $21,000 lost by a visitor from Italy. Felicia Lettieri, 72, left her purse in a Manhattan taxi on Christmas Eve. It contained traveling money for her and her six relatives. Police told them not to get their hopes up about finding it, but a cabbie drove about 50 miles to a Long Island address. Not cabbie, not cab, Travel Richards, not cabbie on the street, a real cabbie. And no one was home, so he left his phone number and a note saying, don't worry, I'll keep it safe. And he returned it, and he refused an award. Thoughts?
Would you guys return it?
Yeah.
See, I think I would have to, because I was raised on guilt and shame. And it's hard being raised on that, but at the same time, it keeps me out all kinds of shit.
Not only that, but...
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
It's a family that just came from Italy. Is that the people you want to be fucking with?
That's true.
No, you don't.
Well, he had a chance to stop a new crime family from sprouting up, and he didn't take it.
Ooh.
And now they have financial backing.
Ooh. He would have been dead, though.
Little Italian racism. Look, we haven't had some of that yet. What else you got?
I got a bunch. We don't have time for it in just this episode.
He just opens up a big book the size of a fucking family
episode
Bible.
Episode 17 is John's I Hate Italians episode.
John does the doo-wop. And we're not talking
he
about
makes a big lasagna.
Songs.
Oh, shit.
Lasagna.
2 hour special.
Yeah. And
no,
sure.
None of you guys are even here. Just me and a mic.
Just you drunk being racist. Yeah. You know who else I hate?
Yeah.
Jews. There's seven of them that control all the money in the world. Just spouting out shit that is terrible and so untrue. And people are tuning in. They're like, yeah, I fucking agree with that, buddy.
We hate Jews. We hate Jews. They do have all the money and they got... I'm not going to go there. I got a little too into character there for a second.
Getting carried away. Get carried away.
So, yeah, he's out 21 G's, but he didn't fuck with an Italian family.
At least take an award. A reward. an award. Let's give him a medal.
Fucking he second
award,
place.
To be honest.
He doesn't even get first place. No. Some other guy does just for not being involved at all. Some, like, retarded kid from the Bronx. Just like, medal?
He gets an award.
Why not?
For, like, reading. What is that award called? Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the
that's
one.
Quite an award.
It is pretty amazing, though, this guy returned that. I mean, that's a pretty substantial amount of money. And then you think about the other people that lose, like, a cell phone in a cab, and it just doesn't show up anymore.
It sounds fictional.
Yeah, somewhat.
You could run off and do a lot with $21,000. I don't mean, like, quit your life and be like, ooh, $21,000, here we go.
Well, he's
but
a cab driver,
do,
right?
You could do something.
Yeah, but you could be like, oh, I just paid off my car.
Yeah.
He should have took a reward. Well, like
that,
I was trying to say.
I don't know. Some people are good people and some people are fucking pieces of shit.
Sorry.
But is someone a piece of shit if they take $21,000 that someone just left?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Are they, I mean, it's, I would it's probably for her and her six relatives and they're traveling.
I'd say they're a piece of shit, but I wouldn't say they're a major piece of shit, because what if they're just hired on their luck and they're just like, with this money, I can finally pay for Grandpa to get his kneecaps back that he lost in Vietnam.
Well, he shouldn't have left them there in the first place.
Well, they machine gunned his knees.
Well, he shouldn't have been in Vietnam.
Well, he had to go, Derek, because
no, he didn't.
Soldiers fight for our freedom, and if they didn't fight for our freedom, you wouldn't fucking be here, okay?
All right.
I'm tired of this shit. Right. Devin, tell him something.
No, you guys are on your own in this one.
John, tell him something.
Something, you mother...
Please don't swear. Please don't swear.
We're all swear civil on this here. Podcast. Get along.
Yeah, so I love movies about thievery and mafias, so this... I don't know. I'd have to go with my mafia movies. They scare me more than the thievery ones appeal to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the fucking mafia. They kill people.
Jason kills people with machetes, blow torches, blow dryers, blow rakes, jobs. Fists, guitars,
beds.
Lasers, beds, beads, rope.
Bears.
Barbed wire.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, honesty is the best policy, and let's honestly take a break.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to our new segment, Ride the Pole, where we asked a bunch of people, which dead celebrity would you fuck and why? So stay tuned for that, and yes, we are going to talk about Artie Lang stabbing himself 9 times.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Rock Johnson, and you're listening to Background Noise at RedMatterSite.com. And if you can pry yourself away from this show long enough, check me out at MySpace.com/RockJohnson5.
Oh, yeah. It's time to ride the pole, baby.
Yeah, so like I said before the break, we're starting a new segment, Ride the Pole. We're going to have a question every week. And we're going to have answers. So, do you guys want to know what dead celebrity people want to fuck?
I do. Yes, I do.
I'm going to go down the list very quickly here and tell you. There's a tie for the number one place.
I'm going to guess Elvis.
Really? Any other guesses for who's number
and
one?
And I know Aaliyah got some votes.
Okay. Well, the two number ones are Brittany Murphy and Aaliyah.
Brittany Murphy's only on there because fucking people just have a memory
exactly.
of a fucking fish.
But Aaliyah
plus
is
she's probably
legit.
Still in pretty decent shape.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's true.
We're talking about if they come back.
Yeah, we're not talking about zombies here.
I can definitely agree with Aaliyah, though.
I'll go down the rest of the list from there. Obviously, we took answers from boys and girls. I don't think we had... I didn't have any answers from any gay dudes or any lesbians. Did you?
No.
No?
Some of my answers are a little gay, but yeah.
We'll get to Derek's answers later. So here's the other ones in order. Marilyn Monroe had three. I actually had a funny quote from somebody
kinda
here.
Makes sense.
Let me find that. Marilyn Monroe had three. Camille Rock P said, because she looked like a slut. Fair enough. What better reason to want to fuck a bitch than she looks like a slut?
Yeah.
I deliver my lines like Samuel Jackson sometimes. number three, Heath Ledger. Which, again, you know, he's like a freshly...
Did Zachy answer that one?
Fresh.
I'm just joking, Zachy. I love you.
Oh, fuck. We also had Tupac, because as one guy put it, and he's just being silly, but whatever, he wants to find out if heaven is a ghetto. that was Devin, not our Devin, but...
Bro.
He wants to find out if heaven is a ghetto. That shit made me laugh. We also had... Lady Diana, because defiling a princess would have its merits. That came from our very own Tim Thomas, a.k.a. Big T.
Yep.
Oh, he's not in the chat right now, but that was his. Okay. Then we have just a bunch of number ones here, so I'll just list them. Elvis, Natasha Richardson. Name is very familiar. Who is she? What's she from?
I'm not sure.
No?
I don't know.
She's from something. Mama Cass.
Oh, that person stole one of mine. God damn it. I was going to say Mama Cass.
We had Laurence Olivier, James Dean. We also had Richard Pryor, because as one of my buddies, Scott Vickers, said, Richard Pryor, bar none. I'm not even gay, and I'd still let him take my white boy cherry. Then he could teach me how to freebase my eyelashes off, because Richard Pryor did do that to himself.
True.
Is that a picture of Natasha Richardson?
Yeah.
We're looking at a picture of her now. She looks all right.
I'd come in her hair.
It looks like someone jabbed her in her nose just for not being a good woman. But we also had B. Arthur. Betty Page.
Yep.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, yeah.
Farrah Fawcett. This one made me just go, what the fuck? Because I didn't know who it was, and I know he just went and looked at a list. Look this up if you can spell it. Ruslana Korshunova.
Some, like, Russian model?
Some Russian girl. Her first name is spelled R-U-S-L-A-N-A, and then her last name is K-O-R-S-H-U, and then Nova.
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Wins. Also, she's, like, some model that probably died young, and, oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot if you like thin bitches with no curves.
Yeah, if you want to puncture a lung.
That's a perfect example of what we were discussing the other day when I was saying that she's, like, white guy pretty, you know?
I smell
white
you.
Guy pretty?
We had this big discussion.
Yeah, it actually worked out really, like, exactly how you wanted it to.
It did. In a background noise shape, we had a discussion about how, you know, black guys generally, making a generalization,
yeah,
kind of look for different things than white guys do.
Yeah.
Like fat guys to a fat guys. Fat girls to a white guy is kind of different than fat guys to a black guy. Have you ever watched Jenny Jones?
I would hope that's different.
I meant to say girls.
I know, it's just funny.
I fucking butchered that whole thing, so I'm not even going to try to save that. We're just going to leave that shit. The James Dean vote came from Sisu Unicorn, who's a girl, and she said because she's never fucked a homosexual that hot before.
Before. Not that hot. There's been some ugly ones, but not that James hot. Dean.
And one more. With a whopping 736 votes, JonBenet Ramsey is actually the winner of our poll.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you?
Hell yeah, of course.
You fucking sick fucker.
Jesus.
What?
Isn't he alive?
She's not alive. JonBenet Ramsey? That little pageant bitch?
Oh, isn't John the dad?
No.
Oh.
Maybe her name is Jean. And he's John. Yeah. Oh. Whatever the fuck. She's dead.
Oh, I thought you meant fuck the dad. I was saying
that's what I thought too.
No,
I'm joking. I'd fuck both of them. All right, so what did you guys answer? I got some of my own answers down here. What did you guys say? You want to hear mine?
I want to. Nope. Devin, what? Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'd like to blow Wilt Chamberlain.
Why?
Because he's got a fucking giant cock.
And he probably has. He's claimed to have fucked thousands of girls. Yeah. So it's probably not even gay to suck his dick because it probably just tastes like the pussy of a thousand bitches.
Of course, a missionary with Jim Henson so we can do some different voices. I can fuck Kermit and Gonzo and Miss Piggy. I want to have a fling with Genghis Khan. I want to have a loving relationship with Mama Cass, and I want to have a threesome with Scatman Crothers and Mufasa. Those are my answers.
Mufasa when he's in the clouds, or
no, the dead lion,
the real. Okay,
me, Scatman Crothers, and fucking a dead lion.
Mine, I went for real with mine. I had obviously Aaliyah,
yeah,
Rock the Boat. That video, that song is one of the best songs to fuck to because it gives you instructions. It's like new position, and you're like, oh, okay, honey, flip over.
So I've been listening to DMX, and I've been doing all the wrong things.
Yeah, and then I had Left Eye. She always wore condoms on her eyes, so you could just fucking grab that shit right off and.
Slam it on your
And she's like a gangster bitch too, man. She's cool. She's like 5'1" and she's crazy. She burned her boyfriend's mansion down to the ground.
Yeah.
So she looks we're just talking about fucking for a night. She looks like the type of girl that would just be sucking your dick and she'd just be like, you better
bite it off and spit it in your face.
No. That's terrible. Shut up.
You're ruining it.
I was gonna say she'd just swear at you a lot and just blow you angrily like she really meant it.
Jesus.
But and then I had I had Eartha Kitt when she was younger. She's a black girl that played Catwoman back in the day.
Yeah.
And she also sung, Santa baby, come right in my chimney tonight.
Okay.
Which, her voice on that is fucking just sexy.
Yeah.
So sexy. Eartha Kitt could get it. Ugh. John, who'd you fuck if they were...
I don't know. I'm going to go with Cleopatra. I heard she was pretty wild.
Cleopatra, that's a good answer. And that, like, fuck, I never even thought back, like, the historical figures. Yeah, all right, Harriet Tubman, because she freed a lot of niggas. What a fucker. Well, like, she could set me free.
I figure if history records that you're a slutty, you gotta be pretty slutty.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, she's known in history for being a slut.
They generally don't write that kind of stuff down in, like, the official history.
On their Wikipedia pages.
They should, though, I'm surprised, actually, Anna Nicole Smith had no votes. which I'm glad she didn't, because I can't stand that fucking
airhead. Like a mess? I heard she was a mess.
Oh, yeah, but that's, she would be kind of fun to bring back for
Cameo a Rock P just changed his answer to Jesus.
Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh,
geez. Or Mary, I suppose.
Go with Eve.
Oh, my God, that would be nuts.
Who?
Eve?
No, Mary. Eve would be nuts, too.
Oh.
Eve the rapper?
No.
I saw a porn of Eve the rapper, and it was terrible.
Yeah, I know. So some bad guy ramming a dildo in her, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's just a shitty porn. That's not the type you want your publicist to leak so you can get famous.
Yeah, exactly.
If your pussy is leaking because of a dildo being jammed in there and by the guy, a thug in a do-rag. You don't
want that shit. She got some thug to ram a dildo in her, and that was her sex tape.
He's just like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And when he's done, he just left.
Some gangsta loving.
So
what about Devin? Devin?
I didn't even think about it.
Devin has too much class for that.
He's just he mad would not. That
he'd prefer to fuck someone that was alive.
What's wrong with you? You wouldn't fuck a dead person. Any last names to throw out there that anyone has?
Not really. I mean, if I think of one later in the show, I might. Chris Farley.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here.
Yeah. Billy Mays here, sucking your cock. That's right. With the new Grip-O-Matic, he'd have all these crazy toys. Yeah. He'd have this fucking gun that would look like that Nerf gun that had like 10 rounds, except they'd all be dildos.
And they'd actually pop off, too. It'd be like pop, 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 pop.
He'd be shooting Nerf dildos at your face. Yeah. Oh, fuck. He'd be jerking you off with like a power glove, except it's some crazy and Billy Mays
he'd
invention.
He'd mop it up with some fucking, whatchamacallit, cloths. With fibers that absorb 40% more jizz.
He'd hang his trousers on Hercules hooks.
Yeah.
As he, all new. Every step
he
takes.
You on a Hercules hook and then fucks it on the hook.
Every step that he takes to fucking you, he's doing something wacky with some sort of product. Yeah. Like after you come on his face.
He's like Carrot Top.
After you come on his face, he's like, I'm going to wipe up your semen with the all new cum rag. And he just fucking washes
it's
off
like,
his
come
face.
Come on, that's not new. That's not, I've had cum rags before.
You're just using dirty socks from my hamper.
Reptile asshole. Just said fucking Anne Frank.
So I could hide my dick in her hiding place. That's not bad.
So our next story is about a fella that could have been in the last poll section, but he didn't quite achieve his goal. When stand-up comedian Howard Stern's sidekick Artie Lang attempted suicide last week, it was no laughing matter. That was our moment of silence. And Lang, who often joked about his battles with weight and drug addiction and recently published a revealing memoir about his tumultuous childhood, was found by his mother in his New Jersey apartment with 9 self-inflicted stab wounds, according to the New York Post. The newspaper said surgeons were able to save the comedian despite massive bleeding.
That's fucking... When I first heard that, I was just blown away.
Yeah, I know.
Because usually you don't hear about that. And in the article I was reading, they used a term. I forget what it was, like, because I looked at so many different articles on this. I lost some, whatever. Yeah. But they were referring to the type of wounds as, I forget the word, but basically they were saying like he had to force it in, because when you're trying to stab yourself, your body is like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You can't just go, la 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 la.
It's just like drowning yourself. If you're underwater for a while, your body will naturally just pull your head up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Like those aren't just 9 quick stab wounds. That's like sitting there like...
Well, you gotta think of how much easier it would be if you were on probably a lot of drugs and pretty drunk.
Did they say, was he on a bunch of shit at the time?
I don't know,
say?
But it could be.
He probably, well, I assume
he said
he
had problems with drugs and stuff, so I imagine. Mm. But, like, there are really easy ways to kill yourself. I don't know why you'd pick, like, a super hard way.
That's what surprised me the most. I mean, I've never heard of somebody trying to commit suicide by stabbing themselves 9 times. Well,
this
I've
comes
it,
back
but...
to what we were talking about earlier, where I said, do you think it's a real attempt or not? Because I said, that sounds like a real attempt because you stabbed yourself 9 times. But I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, yeah, but is it a real attempt? Because if it was a real attempt, wouldn't you succeed in killing yourself? Wouldn't you just do it?
Not necessarily.
That could be argued.
If you were out of it to the point that you were just like, I'm going to do it this way, you know, you don't put a lot of planning into it. So
people really should.
Should get better at killing themselves.
Should put a lot of thought into their suicide attempts.
Something that's clean and...
A lot of suicide attempts, if you fuck it up, you could, like, mess yourself up or make yourself handicapped.
And then you live even more miserably.
Oh, yeah. You hear a story of some guy who, like, jumps off a building and then he's just paralyzed from the neck down. So he's alive, except basically not, because he can't fucking do anything. And he's just stuck in a wheelchair. Glued there, literally. They actually use Elmer glue with a spackle and they just put it on and you're... There you fucking go.
Like, after you try to kill yourself and they, like, rescue you and bring you back to life, they should be like, all right, did you actually want to kill yourself? Because we can do it right.
Yeah, we can lethally inject you. And
it's like, all right, sign this. Okay.
And then they just hit you with a big mallet. It's just called the fucking suicide
hammer. It doesn't kill them. It just hits them. They're like, you dummy, we're not going to kill you. And they lock them in like a pillow room.
It looks like a real hammer, but when they hit you, it just goes, squeak.
Yeah.
You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah.
God damn.
Was that funny? No, I want to die. We saw Artie. I saw Artie first in Dirty Work, his movie with Norm Macdonald, which I actually just...
Yeah, we just watched it.
Yeah, yep. I recommend it, and we watched it right before the podcast.
I know him from Mad TV, obviously. Mad TV. He was one of the original cast members.
Yep.
And everyone, Stern. Now he's on Howard Stern. That's his big gig.
I didn't even know who he was until this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's kind of under the radar.
Yeah, he's not a super big star by any means.
But at the same time, he has done quite a bit of stuff. Yeah. Like Mad TV was huge. Yeah. He did that movie. Howard Stern is really big now. Someone says Beer League. Has anyone ever seen that?
No. I saw Beer Fest many times, but that's it.
I don't know.
So what do you think about these comedians that are like, they're trying to commit suicide, they're depressed all the time?
A lot of comedians go through depression,
yeah,
and a lot of different comedians have tried suicide attempts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really it's being funny inquires intelligence, I would say. I mean, maybe for some people who are just like silly clowns or whatever, but for the most part, to me, being funny is taking things that people don't see or hear often, like absurd things, and bringing it to people.
Yep.
That's generally what's funny. It's like, fuck, I never heard that before, or I never thought of that before, or I've never seen that before, you know?
You never smelt that before.
Never smelt that before. That's why fart humor is still funny, I guess. Yeah. But, no, people like that, comedians, I think, are usually really aware.
Yeah. You know? And not only that, but it's hard to say if these people actually have other people around them that make them laugh. Because, you know, like, sometimes... You know, I assume that some of these super smart comedian dudes just aren't impressed by a lot of stuff, you know, and they're not giving nearly what they give out back.
And you said this before, Luke, that you go somewhere and everyone expects you to be funny. So you don't have a break from that. It's always them expecting you to be funny, not you being able to just sit back and let somebody else be funny.
I have that at work sometimes. Like, I'll honestly just be coming into work to punch in, and people will come up to me and say,
here we go,
tell me something funny.
Yeah.
Or, like, say something funny, and I usually can pull something out of my ass and, you know, make people laugh, but it's just kind of like, come on.
I usually go out of my way to say, no, go away.
And then they go,
yeah, exactly. That's our Derek. And you're like, great, awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a big thing, the depression with comedic people.
And a lot of people turn to like laughter for the quick fix because like there's nothing quicker to make someone happy than just a joke, because it's like an instant fix, but it's not a permanent fix. It's not like it's not going to help you be a happier person. It's going to make you laugh, and then you're going to still, you know, have demons inside you like this Artie Lang guy does. And so really you have to, who knows if these comedians are taking the time to actually like do what Dave Chappelle did, for instance, and flee and go and take time to like, you know, discover yourself and make sure you're treating yourself like, you know, a real human and not just going out there every night and making people laugh. And not only that, but you're putting yourself out there to try to make people laugh. And when people don't appreciate it, it's kind of hard to take sometimes.
I like that quote in the chat from Rock Johnson, comedy is a cover for darkness.
Yeah.
You'd be hard-pressed to find... I mean, you can find some, but pretty much every comedian has a troubled past of some sort.
Yep.
You know, drugs, alcohol, depression, suicide attempts, something. Because being funny is sort of how you deal with things. I know for me, like, I've battled with depressions a couple of times throughout my life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've gone through different things, but comedy, to me, that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
You know, I just being able to make people laugh.
Yeah.
I make myself laugh.
Like, I know.
I trip off myself sometimes. I'll just be home alone and I'll think something and laugh. Or I'll be writing something and I'll laugh, you know?
You do that a lot in the background noise and chat.
What's that?
In the background noise chat, you'll say something and you'll just bust out laughing.
Oh, yeah. We were saying earlier in our chat, it's always funny.
Yeah. But I'm the same way. Like, I'll just be in the kitchen and I'll just like be making something and I'll think of something stupid and I'll burst out laughing. And then people come down the stairs to see who's down there with me, and I'm all by myself making a sandwich.
You see Derek like patting the air with his imaginary friends.
Billy Bob Squid, you're the greatest.
Because apparently you're deaf and retarded.
Well, I'm not deaf.
Jokes on you.
You're so deaf.
Thanks.
You kind of look like Jermaine Dupri.
Really?
No.
No.
Sorry.
So, did you guys ever wonder what happened to Katie Lang?
What?
I don't know. Artie Lang? Katie Lang?
Shut up.
No, she might be modeling, maybe.
Really?
Or like a men's magazine or something. I don't know.
Devin, how much do you care about what he just said? Let's all look
not
at him.
Not at all. Yeah, I was actually like looking at this for a second, and that actually just completely drew my attention because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who's Katie Lang?
I tend to do that. Katie Lang is a fucking
lesbian singer. That's what she's known for, is eating pussy and playing guitar
and singing.
Being
a gay fucking vegan shit Canadian singer.
Yeah. Fucker.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Let's just move right on from that, because that upset me. Yeah. I don't care about her.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck
Katie Lang.
I don't
give a fuck if you guys are upset. I might do it again. I might bring her up in the next segment, too.
Well, I fucking hope you do, because then I'm going to wallop you with a bottle.
So, speaking of, no, I have no segue.
Speaking of comedians and comedy, maybe? Speaking of funny things?
Why don't
things?
You take over there, smartass?
Speaking of things that are funny,
go ahead.
Derek, why don't you tell us about it?
Oh!
Derek has all
Ready
the
to
notes.
Delegate.
Derek has the notes.
Conan O'Brien has refused to play along with NBC's plan to move The Tonight Show and return Jay Leno to late night, abruptly derailing the network's effort to resolve its scheduling mess. O'Brien said in a statement yesterday that shifting Tonight will seriously damage what I consider to be the greatest franchise in the history of broadcasting. And he expressed disappointment that NBC had given him less than a year to establish himself as the host.
Because those shows take many years
to
get
establish
together.
As a host. Yeah,
a lot of years. Because people have to get used to you. You have to get used to the new style. But I don't have too much to say on it, except from what I'm hearing, Conan, he just hasn't been as funny as he was when he used to do just, you know, his regular show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't watched him on his new time. I kind of got sick of Conan a little bit. Like, he still makes me laugh when I watch it, but yeah, I don't know. It's just going to take time to adjust because he is the new kid on the block and he is a little bit more retarded. A lot more retarded than Jay Leno was.
I like his comedy styling, so. Yeah. I really do. Like, when he just, like, knocks the mic over or just falls over and just does, like, silly things. And I don't know.
See, you have to admire him for sticking to his guns, though.
Yep.
Yep.
And this could be. There's different reports of Jay and Conan being against each other, or them kind of agreeing on the fact that, like, they should be working something out together as far as, like, you know, trying to find a
what's
good
gonna
solution
work for
to
both
this.
Of them.
Yeah, because you know, if Conan gets pushed back, then that means Jimmy gets pushed back too, which I know a lot of people don't really care about, but it is an effect of pushing it back an extra half hour.
Jimmy, you mean Jimmy Norton on Jay Leno?
No, I mean Jimmy Fallon on the late.
But also
Jimmy
now,
Fallon.
Conan used to have that job, right? So he probably like can appreciate how that would suck for him.
Yeah, exactly. It's not fair.
There's so many more other TV shows now. Like back in Carson's days, it was The Tonight Show, and then there was nothing, or like hardly ever anything else to watch at that time.
Yeah.
Right. Like now you've got so many other channels and so many other talk shows and other things that it would be tough to have a new guy come in and see it still the ratings stay up.
Oh, definitely, because your followers, especially when Jay Leno's still doing shit, his followers are just going to go with him. And there have been rumors about his show being half an hour.
Yeah, I don't know what he can really do.
What can
in
you
half
do with
hour.
Half an hour?
Not only that, but Jimmy Norton probably won't get to be on that half hour.
Exactly, and he's been killing.
Yeah, he's
on
hilarious.
That, the uninvited guest segment. Pardon me. Still battling the sinuses from last week.
Does Jay Leno have musical guests?
He does.
He does?
I'm pretty sure he does. I haven't watched any of that shit in a long time. I haven't had cable for a very long time.
He might. He might have one every night. I just don't remember.
Yeah, he
does. But I know Conan does, and I know Jimmy does. Because, like, Jimmy has been... He's become kind of a more hip late-night show, because he's had some, like, guys that Jay would never have on. Like, he's had Raekwon the Chef from Wu-Tang Clan on. Mm-hmm. Jay Leno would not have that. And I noticed that also at the same time, a lot of these guys have on bands that just fucking blow. Like, I don't know where they come from. They're like little indie, like punk bands and shit. And I actually want to turn the channel.
That's what's kind of getting big now, though, is the whole indie rock scene, which almost isn't indie rock anymore because that's what everyone likes. Yep. They just refer to it as indie rock because that's what the music sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's like new alternative.
Yeah. I don't like that shit. It's watered down.
And there was also a rumor of them bringing in Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
Which... To replace Conan.
That'd be expensive, I think.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying that because he's Jewish?
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you don't have to explain all of my racial jokes.
No, I have to make sure everyone knows.
If you're not sure, he just is sure.
I'm sure it was only a rumor, but personally, I would love that. I'm a huge fuck. See, like, people either love Jerry Seinfeld or they hate him. a lot of people are like, I get his humor. He just says the same thing over and over again. But
I don't like his stand-up. I like his show, and I appreciate
really,
his
humor. Really,
I'm the
opposite. I didn't like the show, but I love his stand-up.
Oh, I thought his stand-up
was... Seinfeld was such an awful show. Oh, it was so bad.
Maybe it's just because
really?
His stand-up
is unbearably
dated.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
I could argue that into the ground, which I'm not going to, but I completely disagree with you.
But his stand-up is bonkers funny.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, you know, you got a mind to know.
I don't know. I so can still watch Seinfeld every day.
You don't like Bill Cosby either, and he's awesome.
Was good the world, man. Good the world, the world in the bedroom.
And we, I don't know if you guys have seen.
Yeah, we don't even care anymore. Luke just makes.
I'm just doing this for myself. Fuck the rest of you guys.
Exactly. The fuck was I gonna say?
I don't know, never but I mind. Bet it was really important because I had nothing.
Yeah. You bombarded me with your fucking Bill Cosby impression, and now I'm lost.
Yeah.
Well.
So let's take a break.
The
and
cause
we'll come
has
back
that effect.
We'll have a chat about ghosts.
And basketball.
Yo, 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 what up, peeps? This is Denny Blaze, the average homeboy, and you're listening to Background Noise. Once you hear this podcast with Devin, Luke, Derek, Zachy, and John, you'll just be blazed.
The Knicks were afraid, very afraid, and it had nothing to do with the Oklahoma City Thunder. For 2 days, several players had trouble sleeping because they were convinced that their downtown hotel is haunted. I definitely believe it, Jared Jeffries said. The place is haunted. It's scary.
That's pretty cool, though, if you think about it. If you live in a place where you have a haunted hotel on your side, so when teams come to play you, they're just fucking spooked and they're all scared and shit.
They go for, like, interviews before the game. To me, you look like a ghost to me. Okay, thank you.
God.
But, yeah, they're the only team to speak out about it, and I don't know. I'd say the Knicks. Well, Eddie Curry tried to give his limo driver a blowjob in the IHOP parking lot, so his credibility is down the tubes.
Did that actually happen?
That actually happened. I didn't make
he
that
tried
up.
To blow.
He tried to suck off his limo driver.
Good Lord.
How did he... Did he proposition him first?
No.
Are you serious? Like, you're
I'm
being
serious.
For real.
Type in Eddie Curry blowjob limo driver. No, that's real. Like, something happened between him and his limo driver, and he tried to sue him, and should...
He said, I'll suck your dick if you don't sue me?
I don't know. You're going to have to look up the story.
That's fucked.
It's a secret.
That is fucked.
Is he super gay, Eddie Curry?
No, he just,
has
wants
he been
to,
to
he
jail?
Just wanted to suck his limo driver.
Has he been to jail before?
That's just
all
about
it,
yeah.
Yes.
He has? I so he knows so. All about thug loving then.
Yeah.
He's learning to be more, to be a bit more discreet, I think.
I'll suck your dick, man.
Eddie Curry claims he slept for only 2 hours Sunday night because he couldn't stop thinking about ghosts roaming the hotel.
This is a big man.
Yeah, he's a center. He's a fucking like 6'10", 300-pound man. But anyway. For years, guests staying at the Skirvin Hilton have reported ghost sightings and strange noises. Legend has it that sometime in the 1930s, a woman jumped to her death while holding her baby in her hands. They said it happened on the 10th floor, and I'm the only one staying on the 10th floor, Curry said. That's why I spent most of my time in Nate Robinson's room. I definitely believe there's ghosts in this hotel.
Yeah, that's why he spends all his free time in there.
He's trying to suck his dick, too.
And he's 5'11", so it's like...
We're going to hear about, like, haunted hotels popping up everywhere they go.
No, everywhere Eddie Curry goes.
I was trying to stay in fucking...
Yeah.
Whoever else
was. It was
room,
a Christmas
like,
holiday.
I got
instead
scared.
Of going
can I sleep in your room?
I like your black guy impression. It's just like this. I'm going to suck your dick. But what makes it funny is Nate Robinson is just such a small man.
Yeah.
And he's like
he's safe with Nate.
Like Eddie Curry comes with like a blanket. He's like, I'm scared. Nate, there's ghosts in my room. Nate, can I sleep with you? He's like, hells no, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, but there's ghosts back there. I just can't sleep. Please, we got a big game tomorrow and I want to win. He's like, all right. And then they're under the covers with flashlights telling each other stories and shit like that.
They got 2 hours of sleep, so they must have been telling lots of stories.
Nate Robinson got his dick sucked. There were cum stains on both of their jerseys.
Jerseys. Do you goddamn believe in ghosts?
I haven't experienced anything like that, but I'm an open-minded type of person. I don't think that because of everything we know now, that means we know everything. So I think someday we might find out some crazy shit is going on. And with all these people out there saying they've experienced different things, there's got to be at least one of them who is, you know, not completely fucking loony and has experienced shit going on. I would say, based on, like, the odds, and you know I'm good at my maths.
I wouldn't play the odds because humans are stupid and retarded.
Yeah.
A lot of haunted houses turn out to be just carbon monoxide leaks.
Or, yeah, and creaking boards and shit. Like, it's easy to let your mind wander and be, you know.
Exactly.
Like, if, like, all the windows are closed in a house and, like, there's a small carbon monoxide leak, like, even a small amount in the air, people start to hallucinate.
Yeah. I don't know. There could be anything. It could be dreams. People have nightmares.
I don't know. There are a lot of, like, crazy videos and different shit out there. I'm not trying to say I'm one of those guys who just believes in the shit.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, man, you got to see this video. It's for real. Like, oh, they took a picture and you can see a ghost in the back.
Every video and picture I've seen has been very, very debatable. It has been far from solid.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think there's the possibility that there's some shit out there that we don't know yet that we could come to find out.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but as far as ghosts go, I would have to see one. And what did we say?
You can't see ghosts, you doof. They're invisible.
No, that's why they put sheets on, stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Obviously, you don't know ghosts very well. Fuck.
Can we get a ghost expert in here?
You're telling facts about something that doesn't exist.
They're clearly invisible.
Can we get a ghost to replace John?
Clearly invisible.
I just want a guy in a sheet. Actually, wait. I don't want a guy in a sheet beside me.
I got one upstairs. You want to go get it?
That's the line of the day.
That's awful.
Holy fuck.
Ocean ghosts are believable. That's true. I am an ocean ghost, and that's...
Holy fuck. You were about to say something that was going to break through, I could tell, and then we laughed because we were laughing about John being a Klansman, which is just funny.
No, I didn't have any breakthroughs. No. I hate when you laugh. There is a haunted house in Truro, supposedly.
Really?
Like an old hospital.
What's the story with that one?
It was an old hospital, and everyone that died there still haunts it as a ghost. I'd go in there and fucking...
Every town's got a story like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to try that sometime, man. Just stay in, like... a fucking abandoned insane asylum where a bunch of fucked up shit happened. Because even if it is all in the mind, it would still be a cool experience.
And
it
would be actually awesome.
Just to know the shit that went on there and to know the background, which I guess comes back to how people, you know, someone in the chat said people see what they want to see, what they want to believe. So it could come back to that. If you're in a fucked up place where you know people have been murdered and butchered and you're staying the night there all by yourself, obviously you're going to have some fucked up thoughts.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It'd still be cool.
Sometime this spring, we should record background noise in a haunted house.
I would do that if we could find one.
We'd all be like haunted. Freaking out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that would be easy for Devin to set up.
We could do it.
We need 20
If you really wanted to, we could do it.
I really don't want to.
We could be like, this segment is all ghost effects.
Well, let's think about it. I got the camera equipment and stuff. We could just make the next Paranormal Activity ourselves and make like a few million dollars.
Yeah
really.
That'd be pretty nice.
I don't believe in that paranormal activity.
Sounds so bad.
So I guess you guys just don't believe in ghosts, and I'm open-minded that possibly. But you guys are just no.
No, I'm not saying that they definitely don't, but I'm saying as it stands, I don't believe it. Like, if it happens, then I'll be like, all right, obviously I have some thinking to do, but right now...
A little bit of thinking to do.
I can't wait till it happens, and then I can bring this fucking tape up.
Yeah, for me, I'd say definitely not.
Yeah. Okay.
We'd be like, we're happy for you that you're right, but we just found out the ghosts are real, so we have more things
to worry about. I'm going to plan some Scooby-Doo shit on all three of you fuckers.
We're going to unmask you and find out it's you.
I would have got away with it, too. It wasn't for those damn kids.
So as remember the chat said earlier, when he brought up the Wayans Brothers movie where the basketball ghost played for the team, that's what I was thinking. The Knicks should have got the sixth man to come, the ghost to come and help them actually win a game because they're fucking not so good.
Yeah. Well, I think Eddie Curry's just using ghosts as an excuse to try to suck his teammates' dicks. Yeah. That's all that is.
Yeah.
That'd be a really hilarious reputation to get.
Every place is haunted. They're like at McDonald's. He's like, oh, did you hear that?
Into the bathroom, everybody.
Man, don't start with that shit again.
How can he even stay on the team? Like, imagine like him going into the shower room like the day after everyone finds out he tried to fucking rape his limo driver.
Mouth rape. That's what's even funnier. He didn't want to like fuck this guy. Or get fucked, or get his dick sucked. He wanted to suck his dick.
Yeah. It looked tasty.
Yeah,
he's a big dude. He had a weight problem. Maybe he's just hungry. And
he's just hungry.
Hungry for white pee.
He needed some protein. He needed a protein shake before the big match.
Yep. And his limo driver was a fucking prime candidate.
He eats a lot of celery. Which, by the way, if you eat a lot of celery, it will make your loads bigger. So everyone out there, if you really want to blast your girl or a prostitute or whatever, eat a lot of celery.
Girl or prostitute.
And if you eat pineapple, it actually makes it taste really good.
I know. I used to keep a can of pineapple juice in my fridge.
Are they going to say a can of your cum to sip on?
I keep a mason jar of every time I cum. I fill up a mason jar and I keep it stocked.
Then you invite a girl over and you don't even fuck her. You just throw it on her.
Yeah.
I just splash honey on them.
Yeah.
I just show it to her, and she's just like, wow, you can come a lot. And I go, yes, now come into my lair. And then Devin films some ill shit going down. Just made myself uncomfortable with that. I can't imagine what that did for the rest of you guys.
Yeah.
So the vote is in on Ghost. It's 3-1.
Yep. I lose.
If anyone proves a ghost.
Mathematically disproved ghosts.
Yep. We are Mythbusters. By voting.
There you go.
I think it was actually a famous city planner who said that if you build a statue or sculpture or some similar object and put it on the sidewalk, you'll often find several people looking at it and talking to each other about it, even if they don't know each other. Breaking the ice, people. Breaking the ice.
How to break the ice.
Yeah. The object that you come across, not literally, like, you know.
No, okay.
No. Moving on. When you walk past a statue or something, the object that you come across is a good conversation starter, because this guy says he's developed a theory, the theory of the third, which says that neither person should start a conversation by talking about himself or the other person directly. Instead, to find a third subject, a person or an object to start the conversation.
Oh, that's stupid.
I think it's a great idea.
I agree with it, especially if you're approaching women. Because if you just say to a girl, like, oh, you look pretty, it might work, because they might get flattered, but a lot of girls will just be like, oh, not this shit again. Yeah. I've
and
heard
if you
that
come up
before.
Talking about you, then no.
Yeah.
But we never start talking about yourself.
I'm a big star.
Are you?
I kind of am.
Oh.
But
Eddie Curry wants to suck your dick, Luke.
Well, what I find generally is most people want to talk and be listened to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially females. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, if you can do that, people will love you. And it's just funny to me. You can talk to somebody and say nothing about yourself and just let a person like keep going and going and going about themselves. And they'll be like, I really like that. I really like him.
Yeah.
See, we do that
even
all the time.
You did nothing.
Me and John just sit back and let you guys talk about yourselves all the time.
And then you
just
say you like us. And
but we don't like
that's
you.
That's what this is.
Are we supposed to like you?
Yeah.
We hate you guys. Every time we're done, we're like, fuck, man. Yeah. Those two.
Get out of here.
Like,
fuck.
I don't like those white guys.
Derek's coming to the dark side. You fucks.
What have you done to him?
But, starting with an object, though, like, even if it's like something on the street, a dog, a movie, you're at, it just gives you something common that you both enjoy doing as well. Like, that's, for me, like, it's always movies. Like, because, like, if I find out someone likes movies, I'm like, okay, what movies do you like? Then do you want to watch a movie together? Because, I don't know, that's just what I do. So
it has
having
to be,
that object is kind of nice.
It has to be relevant, though, people. You can't just, like, walk up to a girl and be like, I like pizza.
Yeah.
Do you like pizza? Do you like pepperoni? It just doesn't work.
People also really like commiserating about stuff.
What?
That's true.
Like, if you're with a stranger and...
Wait. What? Commiserating, sorry. What the fuck is commiserating?
Like, complaining about something with each other.
Ah, okay.
If you meet
I
a
like
stranger...
Yeah. I like that.
If you meet a stranger and, like, you're standing with someone at, like, an elevator and someone just, like... rudely brushes past you and you're like, that guy's a motherfucker. And they'll be like, yeah, he's a douche.
Yeah.
And
you're
like,
form a team to
talk
about.
Yeah, you're instantly on the same team, right?
Ah.
Yep.
It's true. In that case, he's the third object or the third person. And you can, I thought you were going to go with the fucking elevator being slow, but I guess not.
Well, it could be the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep. That's definitely the best.
Sometimes I like to start with something that's kind of like very forward, and that's just pointing out a difference in opinion. It seems to break the ice really well. Like, when someone says they like something, that's the time for you to jump out and say, you like that? I think it's terrible. Because then it starts a debate. And that's not talking about her or you or anyone else, you know? Like, I've actually done that a bunch of times. Like, some people will say, like, someone said they liked... May said she liked Bring It On, the movie.
Yeah.
You know? And if you want to start talking to someone, you'd say, like, you like Bring It On? Like, let's talk this out.
What
like,
is your
honestly.
Issue?
That's risky, though. Because it could be like their favorite movie.
So, it doesn't matter, though.
You're just discussing it. If they can't handle, you know, an opinion or a discussion, then that's too bad.
And if you're going to be really mean and say, like, I don't like you because you like that movie, then that's one thing. But they'll probably think you're just being silly or amusing. Because, I don't know, being a dick is amusing sometimes.
It can be.
Everyone likes dicks.
Ugh. John loves them. He really does.
So, did you ever do anything unorthodox to break the ice with someone?
I thought about that, man. I couldn't think of anything really unorthodox for me. I find it just a lot of my relationships, whether it's friendships or with a girl that I'm getting to know or whatever, it just happens naturally. Like, yeah, I just, you know, yeah, if we're at a party, way. I'm just sitting there and then she might come and sit beside me and then it's just, you know, whatever. Yeah. You just start talking.
Yeah.
I've never really gone out of my way to do anything different.
You've never gone out of your way to talk to, like, a girl that, like, you didn't have access to, but you kind of wanted to build that bridge?
No, because I've seen a lot of people do shit like that, yeah, and I find it's really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I know some guys I'm with, like, if we're just, like, hanging out, and, like, a girl goes by, and they're like, hey, girl, and like, they go and, like, try to talk, and the girl's just like, get the fuck away from me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like trying to be that creepy guy.
Yeah, and not only that, but it shows you're kind of a desperado.
Yeah.
Like, you're desperate. I don't
think it works very often, either.
It does on some girls, but really, are those the girls that you want it to work with? If you can be like, hey, bitch, hey, bitch, come over here, yeah. I like your tube top, girl. You look gooder than a motherfucker. Where you going at tonight? You sucking? Cool. Hop in the caddy. That's how it goes.
It's usually pretty easy to break the ice just by being silly, especially if you're insulting yourself or you're bringing up a story about yourself.
Letting your guard down. Yeah, definitely.
Once you let your guard down, people are like, okay, this guy's not going to compete for a lot. Yeah. You know, because he seems to be, you know, attacking himself. Like, if you bring up a story about something miserable happening to you and how stupid it is, yeah, then everyone gets to share a laugh together. And I mean, if you're comfortable with who you are, it doesn't really bug you, and people, or I don't just know, they're, like, on your team.
Approach a girl and just open up your chest and just start carving yourself with a razor.
Yeah,
just inflicting harm on yourself, and she'll be like, oh
okay.
That usually works
soul
for me.
He's got a deep soul and some deep gashes on his fucking pectorals. That's your chest.
Yeah.
Ba-da-bap. No, I like the natural approach with conversations.
Yeah,
I have to say,
which really isn't considered breaking the ice. It's more like sliding on the ice or looking at the ice.
It's like slipping in.
Yeah,
more, which is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm the same way. I had that question about the past meetings and how you broke the ice, and really, it's just been supernatural. Not supernatural, but
you do believe in ghosts, don't you?
Very natural.
Derek just prays before every meeting.
Yeah, he gets a ghost to go in and introduce me.
He uses the same methods as Eddie Curry.
Yeah.
Girl, did you hear that?
It's a ghost.
Did you hear those boards creaking?
Yeah.
You should suck my dick. What was that? Do you hear pans?
Can you come to Nate Robinson's room and hold this camera for us?
Dunk champion Nate Robinson.
Exactly.
At that.
I find that if you ever ask someone, like, a stranger for their, like, opinion or their advice, people jump all over that.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, people love to talk about themselves. Yeah. So that's one of the best methods to get in there.
And usually when someone has a problem, you don't even have to actually, like, talk about, you don't have to give them advice. You just have to say, how do you feel? Then they talk about it and they're like, why? Mm-hmm. And then you just give the really short questions, and they usually talk their way out of their own rut. It's like, okay, good. And they're like, thanks for talking. I'm like, I didn't talk.
And see, I honestly am the type of person that I prefer conversations like that anyway. I'd rather talk about, like, what's going on with you, how you feel, rather than just shit going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, Big T said that small talk is one of his least favorite things on earth, and I'm the same way. I can't stand small talk. Mm-hmm. Even on MSN, like, someone will message me saying sup, I'll probably ignore it. Like, sup, that if you say hi, that's starting a conversation. Saying sup, that's just like, do you really want to know what I'm doing right now? Like, do you have some time? How have you been lately? Yeah. Do you really want to know what I've been up to?
I think if someone wants to start a conversation with you, they're obligated to make the first move.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
More than just a sup. Like, that's not...
Well, they want you to start saying something to them.
Yeah, I can see that.
It appears Raven Simone has joined the chat.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now's your chance.
Were we talking about that just when we weren't recording? Whatever. Anyway, bottom line, I'd fuck Raven Simone, and everyone made fun of me, so everyone shut up about that, you jerks.
Okay.
I'm going to say a word.
So good.
What's next?
Next is we're going to talk a little bit about privacy and these new airline scanners, so I'm just going to give the little rundown real quick. Here we go. The introduction of full-body scanners at a Canadian airport raises difficult questions about privacy, cultural sensitivity, and personal freedom, according to the BC Civil Liberties Association. This is a machine that essentially views you naked. It sees through your clothes, the association's policy director, Michael Vaughn, said Tuesday. The fact that passengers' faces are blurred as they pass through the machine is little consolation. So basically, like, I think you guys have seen the pictures of it. These scanners, just see every part of you. They see mm-hmm. like they see right through your clothes, not in full color or anything, but
yeah,
you see nipples and asses.
Yep.
Yep.
But
I don't think it's bad. It's not like it has it on a big screen. Like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, up next we've got Devin. Devin is coming through late. Whoa, look at that dick. My gosh.
Shake your money maker.
Yeah. I mean, it's for safety reasons. Whatever. If you're going
to
travel.
There's other ways to go about being safe, though. And if every airport in the world has two fucking randos looking at everyone naked, does that, like, personally for me, I don't care. But, like, I don't want those two guys or two old women or whoever it is back there to be seeing all these people naked.
I think it should be eunuchs who just have no sexual desire. And they're just like, okay, go through. And people are like, what? You're a pervert. And then they just have a patch and they just open it up and it shows whatever the fuck they don't have. And then they're like, oh, you're a eunuch. Here you go.
Like you have to be chemically castrated before you take the job.
Yes. So, if you're not a natural eunuch, yes.
A natural
eunuch. So there would have to be like some kind of rule of who's doing this, you know, because like I would feel uncomfortable if it was some people, you know, like if it was some old man. I don't know what his history is. I don't want him seeing all sorts of little kids' dicks. That's weird.
I pick you. Yeah.
Generally, the people who work that job aren't super educated.
So
they're terrible people.
Yeah, exactly.
To start off,
that's what I was thinking. There are people that I'd love to see naked, obviously, but. Well, if I was in that job, they'd have to put me in a fucking soundproof booth because I'd be looking at fucking boobs and boobs all day long.
Well, the person who sees the actual images is in like a back room behind a door.
They don't see the actual person.
They don't see the actual person, but they could still be wanking like eight hours a day.
No, if someone's going to jerk off for that shit, they...
I don't go with ifs.
What the fuck?
I don't trust people.
How can you jerk off to that? It looks like Tron characters.
Yeah. Because then you can visualize who it might be. Ooh, that could be Kathy Griffin. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. She really gets my motors going.
I don't have to hear her voice through this fucking
every single
thing.
Image, like, oh, Scarlett Johansson.
I don't know.
A guy goes through, Scarlett Johansson.
Bad day.
I'm surprised that there's not computer software out there that can...
Just detect.
Can things. Detect certain things on these images like, and then say, okay, this is red flagged. Somebody needs to look at this now. So well, instead of them looking at everyone, just have
that
them
article
at
actually
one.
Said they have software like that, but it's not as good as like the human eye.
So yeah, well that makes sense. I mean, you still have to have a human like look at it afterwards, but for the initial scan of everyone,
it's better they do that. They than, do like, have make that. You strip down and shit like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't really travel anyway, and even if I do, I'm like fuck it, do it. I got nothing to hide.
What it really rolls down to is that you know in advance that it's there. So if you're not comfortable with that.
Yeah, and don't like one fly. Thing says, they mentioned the cultural thing. Like some people in their culture, they're not allowed to be seen naked or you know without a certain amount of clothes on. Like I don't know.
Does it show hair? Like would you see like big fucking don't. Okay?
You mean like pubic hair?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You see these big giant bushes?
Yeah.
Are you smuggling something in your pants?
Yeah.
We believe you have a grenade. No, that's my fucking bush.
It looks like something you have a kilo of marijuana in your pants?
Like, no, that's just my pubic hair. Is that an eel tangled in kelp? No, that's my penis.
Tangled in pubic
that's
hair.
That's my penis, sir. Oops, sorry.
Is that a bag of peanuts? No.
You guys must have saw that video where the cop is frisking the guy, and he grabs his dick. He goes, what's that? He goes, that's my penis, sir. And he goes, oh, sorry. And then he keeps frisking him, and then when he's done frisking, he's like, sorry about that. He's so sorry. Holy fuck.
That's gotta happen, right?
We'll post that up on when we post up the breakdown in our forums.
I got a good rubbing one time from an airport security guard.
Really?
They called me over, and this really cute girl walks over, and she's like, a guy will be over in a second. I was like, fuck. And then this big fucking gay-looking dude came over, and he rubbed the shit out of me.
Really? Did he touch your dick and balls?
He cried the whole time. Just like whimper. Really?
Did he put his hand right down your pants?
Yeah.
Did he actually?
No. That's why he didn't jerk me off. It's not that bad, but he gives you a pat down, like as if you're entering the fucking Snoop Dogg concert.
I wonder if when they do that, they like sometimes stop coyly on your dick, like
just a little while,
just stop.
Or just flick your knob with their thumb real gently, like ding, ding.
Just to see if like you kind of smirk or if you kind of like it. You know what I mean?
He slips his number in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And call me.
Jams two fingers in your asshole.
I need to check your asshole out to see if there's anything up there.
Rubber, rubber, rubber.
He puts like this little like camera thing on his dick. Can't you do that in another way? No. This is the one and only way.
It's like, I could, but I will not.
Yeah. I want some of that.
I like it this way.
I want some of that sweet butthole.
Butthole. Oh.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. There's got to be a better way than that. I just don't like the... I don't like that idea. Plus, they said that it's a problem for celebrities because, like, you can't tell me that someone isn't going to break the rules and get fired, whoopty shit, for a million...
for looking at Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopty shit. For having, like, selling a picture to a magazine for $1 million of, like, you know, Rihanna's piss flaps.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's going to happen. You know? They can't resist it. So...
we'll see where this goes. I'm sure we'll have more stories on this in the very near future. If anything comes up, we'll have to mention it.
Not everyone has to go through them, though.
Well, no, not everyone.
Not yet, anyway.
What, so it's just every now and then?
Well, if you go to the airport and you go through the metal detector, and if they're not 100% sure, if they're not satisfied, then you go through the
queer thing. Oh, okay, that's not so bad.
What they do is they have a chart beside you when you go through, and it's different shades... from a white all the way up to really black. And
depending a white guy holding a fucking machine gun, they're like, you're good.
Yeah. And depending on where you are on that shade thing, and then they have like other check boxes like, is he wearing a turban?
Are his shoes tied?
Yeah, et cetera. Yeah. And then they just check that shit off, and then depending on, you know.
I actually didn't know it was once you go through the metal detector first. Like, I've gone like...
it might have changed, but I went to the airport in December, and not everyone went through it.
Yeah.
Like, 1 in 10 people, they like flagged to go through it.
Yeah. Well, that's not so bad then, because I've never had a problem going through the metal detector. So if you really are that ashamed about being caught naked, take your watch off and put your change in the fucking tub.
Put your watch on your dick. I wonder if people will fuck with them like that.
Yeah.
Just because, sir.
A fucking bowling trophy in their ass.
This is where I keep it.
What's this in your ass?
Third place bowling trophy.
Not even first
place. Do you need it out? Oh my god, it is a bowling trophy.
They're really slow, though, those scanning things.
Yeah. What, bowling trophies coming out of asses? They just kind of seep out.
Yeah.
So, privacy as a whole.
Yeah. Actually, I just sent out you guys an article about Facebook
privacy as a whole.
Huh?
I just sent a message to you guys about Facebook just saying that they record every page you go on, every topic you post, every picture, everything you delete, everything. And there's like 8,000 servers in 3 different locations holding everything.
That's crazy.
So basically, when you sign up for Facebook, you have to understand that you're out there for everyone.
Well, any website can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Facebook, I mean, people are putting a lot of shit out there anyway.
Yep.
People can see like all the pictures you creeped. I'd fucking hate to see my list. So bad.
Especially if other people could see it and they could see how much I creep their pictures. Oh. I'm a creep.
See me looking at like 17, 18-year-old girls in bikinis just like, when's her birthday? How do I know you?
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking spying on people. I admit it, man. I'm a super Facebook creep.
Yeah.
I fucking creep like everybody. Like, I wonder what this person's up to. Mm-hmm. I'll fucking check them. Because it's just like at the click of a button. Like, if I'm curious about something,
to talk to them.
If I'm curious about something, I'm going to like check it out. If I don't know what a word means, I'm going to Google it. If I want to know like... when the fucking War of 1812 started? I know, because it's 1812. Mm-hmm. But if I want to know anything else, then I'll figure it out.
Well, people put stuff on Facebook for you to look at.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And not only that, but if you're putting up pictures of yourself like in a bikini, then you have to understand, not you guys.
Okay, well, I have anyway.
But you have to understand that's out there for people to look at. So of course it could be saved in Luke's desktop in a folder called Tenders.
Tender Youngs. TYTs, I call them. Tender Young Things. And I have all their birthdays written down on my calendar.
It's horrible.
And I have all their pictures. And when their birthday comes up, I go to their wall and I put happy birthday, but I try to put something that other people don't so that they recognize it. And I hope that they comment back or like it. And you know what happens if they like it or comment back?
Hey, Dev, can you mute people?
Yeah, like I just gave Reptile a timeout.
Oh, no, I meant in real life. Hey, Luke. That was creeping me out. Sorry. So none of us are really bothered by this whole Facebook thing, right?
I fucking, my life is pretty much open book. Someone told me the other day, like, wow, you must have a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
I said, I don't really keep secrets because secrets are the most interesting stories.
Yeah. Not only that, but secrets are stupid. Who gives a shit?
Fuck it. I mean, maybe like right when something happens, you're like, oh shit, that's fucked up. You keep it quiet for a while.
Yeah.
But after so much time goes by,
yeah,
who cares? Like, I did some stupid shit when I was 16.
Yeah.
I would never tell my parents then, but now I tell them, man, we used to steal all your liquor. You used to steal all that shit out of the cabinet and drink it.
Not only that, but it definitely feels good to not care that literally everyone in the world can look at the fucking 24 pictures I put on Facebook. You know, like, I don't give a fuck. Anyone in the world can log on and check out all my shit. They can look at the movies I like.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't bother me.
I want people to look.
Yeah. He likes L Word season 3.
That was the worst season.
I think the only thing I'm private about, and it's not so much that I'm private about, but I don't like people, like, snooping in my room.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to hide in my room, really.
I know. It's just your safe haven. You got to have one place in the world where people don't just creep your shit.
Yeah.
That's I'm the same with my room. I don't give a fuck about people looking through all my shit on the internet. Like, if you Google my name, there's 100 results. You could learn everything you wanted about me.
He's a big deal.
I am a big deal.
Fucking right.
Yeah. But my room is just my little dwelling. Sometimes I don't want people in it. Sometimes I don't want people knocking. You know, it's just that's where I go to hide from people.
It's funny, though, because I have nothing to hide, but sometimes I think, like, oh, man, I jerked off on a sock last night. I did put that back in the laundry hamper, right? Did I? Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, fuck, like, what if, like, somebody, like, placed a fucking bloody knife in my, I don't know, my fucking treasure
torso?
Box? No. Oh. Like, you know, I just think about, like, what if someone does find something? I know I don't have anything to hide, but I just, you know, you just make up and I think know. Stupid shit. I'm like,
your brains are fucked.
Know. But I'm certainly not a very private person.
No.
Because especially for, like, being a creative person, like, for doing this show and doing writing and music and stuff.
If everything's out there.
It would be terrible. All my songs would just be like, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying
nothing. I
got
nothing to see.
I'm not telling you anything. I don't do things. I don't do stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. I was pretty private a few years ago, and I'm trying to stop being like that.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't work.
Private.
Now he's a pretty
general. No,
there's
nothing wrong with it, but, like, at the same time, it definitely feels good about just having everything open and not caring what people think. It's just, I don't know.
I agree. That way people just know what they're getting into, which is probably why a lot of bitches don't really, you know, get a little scared.
Exactly. I'm the same way. It's like, okay, I just Googled your name, and there's a trailer of you shooting a gun in a warehouse in a fake trailer, and it's like, well, you caught me.
Yeah.
You know?
Luke, I just Googled you, and you tell a story about fucking a girl and trying to sneak a shit and making girls cry.
Yeah.
And you say nigga a lot.
Yeah. But the one girl that's like, I've seen all that, and it doesn't bug me. You're like,
exactly.
Hey, you're the one.
Like, you're messed up.
Yeah.
I did crazy shit. Like, you can't condone that.
I just, like, the way I am, I just want everybody just to know this is it.
Yep.
This is me. Deal with it.
Yep.
And if you don't want to deal with it,
you can suck.
It's like Deal or No Deal life is. You know, you have a bunch of suitcases and you have to choose
how we Mandel's walking around.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. On that note.
Let's wrap. Let's end. I didn't say it.
You said let's wrap.
I wanted to wrap for a little while.
I've got lots of secrets.
I ain't saying nothing.
I have no idea how long the timeout lasts.
What?
I gave Reptile a timeout, and I have no idea how long it lasts.
Why'd you time him out?
45 minutes.
He called me a faggot.
Oh, good.
Devin's so what, does anyone have any plugs?
Yeah, my tub. Usually I have one so that I can have a bath.
You got one to ram in your butt, too.
Two, actually.
Two to ram in your butt, also.
That's intense.
I really don't have any plugs this time. Usually I do. But, I don't really have...
So we got to re-mention the poll question.
Yes.
That we decided on.
Yep.
Which was...
Who would you least like to meet in a dark alley, and why?
Yes.
So there can be a plethora of reasons.
Yep. It could be someone that's just insanely violent. It could be somebody in your past that you did something bad to. And you
somebody
know
who's
you.
Just boring.
Yep.
Or, you know, so be creative with it. Give us your answers at backgroundnoise.ca. You can go on the forums there. You can also hit us up on Facebook. I'm not shy on Facebook if anyone doesn't have me.
Or whatever.
It's Lucas... Luke James McLaughlin, because I'm not private, I told you. M-A-C-L-A-C-H-L-A-N, so you can add me, you can send me a message with your answer, you can comment on my shit, whatever.
Yeah, and feel free to have a bunch of fun with it, because really, we'll probably have the most fun talking about the ones that are the funniest and most creative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And ones that are honest and awkward are hilarious, too.
Yep.
So, bring them out. Bring them out.
Bring them out. Bring them out. It's hard to yell with the barrel in your
next,
mouth.
What is this, episode 15 or 16?
This is 16. Holy fuck.
All right. That means 17's next week, and after that's 18.
That's right. So we'll see y'all, motherfuckers. Thank you for tuning in very much. We appreciate all the support. Pass it around. Put this in your ears and smoke it.